Got another emergency alert for you here about the food supply and the dioxin fallout. The situation is very, very bad. And it turns out that even organic foods alone, if it's just certified organic, doesn't mean that it's not contaminated with dioxins. Doesn't mean that at all. The USDA does not require dioxin testing for organic food. And since the dioxins are in the air, as a result of combustion of chlorinated compounds, i.e. vinyl chloride, in the Ohio train, quote, accident, the dioxins are falling out of the air, and they're falling onto the farms, the grass that's eaten by cows, falling onto the areas where chickens are grown, and pigs, and even vegetables, and so on. Now, the EPA calls dioxins PBTs, which means persistent bioaccumulative toxins. And the phrase bioaccumulative, well, let's back up. Persistent means it doesn't just disappear. It sticks around for a long time, in this case, centuries, by the way. Bioaccumulative means that it concentrates itself up the food chain. So dioxins fall on the grass is eaten by the cows. The cows then accumulate the dioxins in their fat cells. And if that cow gives milk, for example, dairy cows for cheese or milk, then the dioxin concentration in the cheese and milk is much higher than what it was in the grass. That's what bioaccumulative means. Okay? So PBTs, again, persistent bioaccumulative toxins, PBTs. When you eat the meat of a cow that grazed on the grass that was contaminated with dioxin fallout following the ignition of the vinyl chloride by the railroad authorities, then you're getting a high dose of dioxins in meat if it is contaminated with those dioxins, which, again, it's bioaccumulative. So then the dioxins accumulate in your fatty tissues. And there, according to the EPA, and I've cited this link in my other podcast recently, at epa.gov, actually it's under archive, I think archives.epa.gov, they talk about how these dioxins cause cancer, reproductive disorders, developmental disorders, i.e., you know, developing children are going to have, they're going to be born with all kinds of, you know, hormonal-induced defects. It could be birth defects, neurological defects, neurodevelopmental disorders, all kinds of things, okay? So over the next 9 months, you're going to have children born who were from the toxic fallout zone that are going to be deformed. That's what you're going to see. It's coming. Anyway, the EPA acknowledges all of this, and they say, yeah, cancers and also immune system suppression and reproductive problems and all of that. But a lot of people think that if they buy organic, then it must be dioxin-free. And friends, that is not the case whatsoever. There may be organic farms in Ohio, in Pennsylvania, in New York, in Canada, in all the surrounding areas. There may be organic farms that will be heavily contaminated with these dioxins, and they will still qualify as organic. See, I know too much about organic certification. I know too much. Because although organic is a good start, and I'm glad we have the program, by the way, and organic does mean that this food is grown without the use of added synthetic pesticides and herbicides. It means the food is grown without the use of genetically engineered crops. And it means a few other things as well. But it does not mean that the food is clean. If the food is grown in soils that have heavy metals contamination, organic crops can be heavily contaminated with lead or cadmium or arsenic. You can have organic rice that's got high arsenic in it. And yes, we've seen that before. But dioxins are a whole different ballgame too. Dioxins now are falling out of the sky. The organic certifiers don't check for dioxins. And believe me, I can get my organic certifier on the phone and ask him. And he may be listening to this podcast. And he will confirm it with me. Yep, we don't test for dioxins. It's not part of the protocol. Okay? It's just not part of it. The USDA will confirm that. So even if you're buying organic, I'm talking about in the summer and in the fall, And from that point forward, if you're buying organic foods grown in America, how do you know that they're not contaminated with dioxins from this toxic cloud? How do you know that they weren't irrigated with water from the Ohio River or the Mississippi River that's contaminated with dioxins? Or how do you know that the crops aren't covered with dioxins from the dust? Just the dust that gets blown around when the dirt goes dry, you know, the dioxin contaminated dirt gets blown around. How do you know that you're not getting dioxins? And you see, all you need is something like a trillionth of a gram of dioxins, and that's your maximum lifetime exposure. It's actually less than a trillionth. This, it's so toxic that they measure this in femtograms. Femtograms, it's 10 to the minus 15th, I believe, because it goes grams and then milligrams, which is 1/1000th, and then, you know, micrograms, a millionth, nanograms, a billionth, picograms, a trillionth, and then femtograms, which I guess would be a quadrillionth, if I'm getting that right. It's 10 to the minus 15, folks. And that's enough to give you cancer. You can't see it. I mean, if it's on the food, you're going to get it. So how do you know? This is why we're investing in the lab testing equipment. We're doing it right now. We're purchasing the GC add-ons, gas chromatography. I'm going to spend a week in the lab undergoing training myself, along with my lab techs. We're going to install this new add-on to our existing triple quad mass spec instrument. And we're going to learn the GC operations, and we're going to start testing our food, supplements, personal care products for dioxins. We're going to do that because, you know, we source a lot of food from America. That's our first source. We want to support American farmers. But we also, we want to make sure that we're not buying like dioxin fallout products, even if they're certified organic. You see what I mean? So this is going to be online in our lab in 3 to 4 months. So by the time that the food supply from the summer harvest and the fall harvest, by the time that gets into the food chain in America, we will already be testing for dioxins. So you'll be able to know with confidence that what we are offering has been tested. But it's going to take us a few months to get to that, you know, to ramp it up and get it and get the training and implement the protocols and, you know, fix the bugs in the system, all that stuff. This is not a simple thing. Just saying, it's not simple. And if we didn't already have years of laboratory experience, there's no way we could just do this in a few months. If somebody had no experience in this area, forget it, man. I mean, forget it. You just, you know, you'd have to, first of all, you have to spend like $600,000 on equipment to get up to speed on this, you know, on instruments. And you'd have to spend another $1 million on a facility that has all the venting and the nitrogen supplies and the compressors and the fume hoods. I mean, you're talking, it's a couple of $1 million to get to where we are at minimum. And then the training and the know-how and the experience and learning the software and learning the protocols. And this is not a simple thing, but we're going to do it. And we're going to do it because this is an emergency. And because organic can be contaminated with dioxins. Okay, so I don't have anything against the organic program, just to be clear. It was not designed to test food for everything. And in fact, organic farms conduct no tests of their final food product unless they, you know, voluntarily choose to do so. But there are no tests required, you know, for contaminants, no tests, not even pesticide tests, by the way. So the other thing that you can do to keep in mind in all of this is know where your food comes from. If you're going to eat beef, let's say, get a local, you know, local farmer, local rancher, and a local cow. Seriously, have it processed locally. If you're going to eat chicken, find a local chicken farmer or raise your own chickens. And, you know, if you can handle it, slaughter them yourself, clean them yourself. People do that. I don't do that, but some people can do that. know where your food comes from, no matter what. And knowing that these dioxins accumulate in fat, you could also choose, if you wish, you could choose to eat less, you know, less cheese and yogurt and milk and animal meat. And that's just one way to get rid of animal fats. But, you know, animal products can be a very important part of a diet for a lot of people, especially type O blood types. You know, I need a certain amount of meat. I need a certain amount of animal fat. I eat a certain amount of cheese, a little bit of dairy here and there. So I'm not going to stop eating those things. I'm just going to make sure that I know where it's coming from. I'm going to buy organic, yes, but I'm also going to make sure that I'm testing it. And on top of that, I'm going to eat superfoods and nutrients and sprouts and cruciferous vegetables and things so that I know how to protect myself from dioxin exposure. Because if you have the right nutrition, you can handle a little bit of exposure, a little bit. Your body has defenses, you know, but only if you have the right nutrients that power those defenses. So this is why upgrading your diet in this post-Palestine scenario, this is absolutely critical. We're going to publish a list of the best known foods and phytochemicals and so on that we believe work the best for protecting you from dioxins. And these are going to be, some of them are just going to be common groceries, for example, or things that you can grow, things that you can sprout, maybe common supplements. We're going to publish a list. We want you to know. We want you to be empowered. Everybody now has to take steps to protect themselves from these dioxins. The fallout has begun. And the food supply in America is only a few months away from being contaminated with these dioxins, or at least I should say portions of the food supply. And how do you know the difference? How do you know what's clean versus dirty? You can't know by looking at it. You have to do the test and or know where it comes from. That's the only way to know. So stay tuned. We got a lot more coming on this subject. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. This is my wheelhouse. This is what we do. We know this stuff very, very well, and we're going to bring you solutions, knowledge, and information that can help keep you safe. Thank you for listening. Check out my website, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.